Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Little 38 special bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com because I am the small business advocate, the one and only. Please check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find all the things that we do here, including all the archives of every show all the way back. I think we began archiving in 99. We started, as you know, we started broadcasting in 97. Not by 99, we had the technology built to help us archive, and so we got thousands of interviews, including all the ones that Marcia Egan has done with us, so you can go back and listen to her wisdom over and over and over again. Also, the website for my new book, ageofthecustomer.com, for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and I hope you check that out, and you'll find out more about The Age of the Customer, an awful lot about it without even having to buy the book, so check that out, and you can buy it right there as well. Marcia Egan is our guest. She's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Inbox Detox, founder of The Egan Group, which is a professional coaching firm. Marcia, thanks again for hanging out with us. Marcia Egan, EGAN.com is her website. Marcia, you've been talking to us about being remarkable, having someone think about you this way, if not using the word, somehow being so excited and impressed and overwhelmed by your special sauce, by the way you treat them, that they absolutely are compelled to tell other people about you, right?
Well, yes, but you know what? It doesn't even have to be an overwhelm. It just has to be a comment. And one of the great examples is Southwest Airlines. I don't know who hasn't flown on Southwest,
right,
but when those flight attendants start joking, right, at the, you know, when they're doing their announcements, people get off the plane and say, that was a fun flight.
Mm-hmm.
And they've flown on every other airline, and they never remark about the warnings that are said in the beginning of the flight, except they do it on Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something different.
And well, it humanizes the flight attendants. It makes you feel like they're there, you know, they really do care about you being there. Whereas you get on some airlines, and you feel like especially if you're back in the back of the plane with the hibachis and the livestock, you feel like they don't even see you.
Well, that's exactly right. But the thing is, it was different. And so everyone who's listening out there, what are you doing that is different enough that somebody might say at a cocktail party or when they're having lunch or when they're driving along in the car, you know, I just did business with this company, and do you know what they did? And it doesn't have to be too much. And the sad part about it, and we could go way off on a tangent here, mm-hmm, is good customer service is now remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it sad? That is sad, isn't it?
Yeah, but I would challenge everyone listening today to think about, what can we do that's just a little bit different? Maybe a way of following up.
Let me throw something else out here, Marcia. There's a group of people out there that we didn't used to have that are part of our world, and they're called users. Users are people who you haven't done business with, but who know about you because they've either heard about you or they found your website or they saw you on social media or something. These are people that haven't become prospects yet, and therefore not customers, but you have an opportunity to be remarkable to people that you don't even know yet by the way you present yourself online. What do you think about that?
Oh, exactly. And so I don't want to give your listeners the impression that they have to do something so big and so different.
Right.
It needs to be different enough that someone will say, gee, you know, when I picked up my clothing at the dry cleaners, they gave me a lollipop with a with a sign on it that said this. How cool was that?
How about this? Some user tells somebody about your website to another user, and that person says, well, do they have a mobile site? And the person says, oh, yeah, it's pretty good, too. And that's it. That's all they have to say. That would be remarkable in that little conversation.
That's exactly right. And so how we get it out there is, I mean, that's another challenge. But you need to do the thing that makes it talk-worthy. What is a little bit different? What can we do that's just a little bit different? One of my speaker friends wrote a book called The Purple Cow, and this was in the olden days when we did things
right
by mail, but when he sent out a proposal, he sent it out in a milk carton.
Mm-hmm. I remember
that's
that.
That's remarkable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, or these days, it could just be making sure that when you send somebody something, that it actually you've actually gone through it enough to imagine how they would open it up and how would it look when they open it up, just to make sure that when they received it, it presented the way you wanted them to present it. And that would be an example. Hey, Marcia, thanks for doing a good job today, helping us understand how to be remarkable. And as you reminded us, Marcia, these days it might not take an awful lot of effort, right?
It doesn't. It really doesn't. You just have to think differently.
MarciaEgan.com, E-G-A-N. Marcia, come back again real soon.
I want to.
Good job. Good job today. We'll
thanks,
see you next
Jim.
Time. Marcia okay. Egan, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.